You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. Is Bill Belichick one of the greatest coaches of all time?
Well, I don't know at this rate. Is we're going to retcon the whole thing with Jordan Hudson? I don't know. Yes. It's one of the greatest of all time. Might be the greatest coach in the history of the sport.
Okay, so for 20 years in New England, were they just not allowed to question anything?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No, we questioned it.
Well, you're analyzing it. Yeah. That's what all fans do. That's what everyone in the media does. We all play Monday morning quarterback on everything.
The entire team questioned the whole Malcolm Butler situation when he didn't play in the Super Bowl against the Eagles. The teammates were like, wait, what the hell?
So you're walking me right to my next point. Bill Walsh is basically immortalized here in the Bay Area for good reason.
As he should be.
Okay. One of his biggest mistakes of his coaching career, which he wrote in his memoir with Lowell Cohn, a great book, he said the way he handled the Steve Young, Joe Montana thing. And in the 1988 season, they were going back and forth at the beginning of the year, and they were playing Steve, and they were playing Joe. They rotated starters. They were rotating on drives.
He literally said, we have a quarterback controversy, and we have two starting quarterbacks. He literally went out and said that.
The players were ready to riot, okay? And the veterans all said, you need to make a choice. He went up into the coaching staff, and he basically said to everybody, raise your hand if you want Steve Young to be the starter. Raise your hand if you want Joe Montana to be.
It's kindergarten.
No, I'm dead serious.
Do you want apple juice or grape juice?
I'm dead serious, right? And this was like, whatever, middle of the season. So they all chose Joe Montana, okay? And he said he looked back on it, and he goes, look, you could make the argument that I, you know, propelled Joe into two of his finest seasons, 89 and 90, and they went on to win the 88 Super Bowl. And it was a great run. But you could also say that I kind of almost self-sabotaged my own team. Okay. He was acknowledging his own, you know, inconsistency.
Right.
And he didn't really know what he wanted.
Yeah.
You know? And so great coaches do make mistakes.
Yeah.
All right. And teams within themselves analyze them. And there is favoritism. There just is. And sometimes there's inconsistent thought process. And when I love Steve Kerr. There's some things he does really, 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 really well. Clearly, when it comes to connecting with the veterans and the older guys, he's awesome at that, right? He gets people. He's at times, unbelievable in-game tactician. But there are also other times where he head scratches me with some of the logic when it comes to the handling of some of the players and the empowerment of some of the players. And I think that the Brandon Pajemski obsession combined with what's been going on with Jonathan Kuminga, Jordan Poole to a less degree a couple of years ago, it's just, it comes back to this. It has always felt like on this team for the last 4 or 5 years, there's the haves, the made men, who no matter what they do, resume obviously plays a big part of this, they will not fall out of favor. And then there are the have-nots, which if you make a mistake, you're never going back in for weeks on end. And it's just frustrating at times, especially when this team has reached the point of no return in the season. And you can't just ice everyone out, and you can't just give somebody a runway to shoot you into a loss.
Jimmy in Dublin, we're going to go to you in a second. We'll react for more what you're talking about, Joe, which was Steve Kerr's comments on Brandon Pajemski on the Warriors team leading up to Game 5, which, again, is tonight right here on 95.7 The Game. Game 5, we'll have all your pre- and post-game coverage all day long. Warriors fighting to stay alive in these playoffs. No Stephen Curry tonight, and it's brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. And by the way, I need to mention this because we're doing it all week. The Golden State Valkyries inaugural season is here. And fans, you do not want to miss the first ever WNBA season in the Bay Area. Catch Tiffany Hayes, Kate Martin, Kayla Thornton, and all the Valkyries all summer long at Chase Center. Tickets available at Valkyries.com. And for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the game next Wednesday, May 21st, be locked in during the 8 o'clock hour when you hear, Carter, this sounder. Not now. That's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour. You're going to be calling number 5 to the contest line. Good luck there. All right. Jimmy is in Dublin, wants to talk about one Brandon Pajemski and one Jonathan Kuminga. Jimmy, good morning. You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know why a lot of people are so surprised at the performances that Pajemski has been, you know, pulling in the playoffs, because he had a lot of stretches during the regular season where he would be very bad, right? And then I remember one time Kerr got on the press conference, and, you know, he was at the podium and was saying how Pajemski needs to step up, and, you know, and play better, and, you know, blah, 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 right? But then Kuminga will make one mistake, or because he supposedly doesn't gel with Butler, and then you just completely just turn your back on him. Forget him being second leading scorer, or, you know, before Jimmy Butler got here, you just turn your back on him. And then you look at him right now in the playoffs, and I mean, in any game that they were in, pretty much once he really started playing, really was on the strength of him, you know, getting key stops at the end of the game or during the game and getting to the cup and getting to the free throw line and stopping, you know, other teams' momentum. He has 6 points less than Butler does against Minnesota in the games they played. So I'm happy to see Kuminga doing what he's doing, but they're going to have to reevaluate Pajemski, man. And I think he went too high in the draft, honestly. I saw him play a few games at Santa Clara, and I wasn't big on him to be thinking he was going to be going, you know, like top 20 or whatever he went. But, yeah, you guys have a good one. And also, I think the Warriors are done for sure in Minnesota. There's no way they give them any life. Minnesota, Anthony Edwards, the type, is going to step on their neck and send them packing up a vacation.
So, thanks, you know, the Pajemski thing is an interesting one. I actually think it's more similar to JK than we give it credit for. I actually really like Brandon Pajemski as a player. I just think he's a backup point guard. And when you say that, I think people are like, well, what are you talking about? It's like, look, he's a good NBA player. He's useful in a specific role. It's the same way I view Jonathan Kuminga. Essentially, I don't think Jonathan Kuminga is a superstar. I don't think he's an all-star. I'm not even sure if he's a starter, but I know he's not a DNP guy, right? He's somewhere in between.
I'm just going to name some of the starting point guards in the NBA, and you could just tell me whether you think Pods is a part of that conversation. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka Doncic, Tyrese Haliburton, Jalen Brunson, Stephen Curry, Damian Lillard. I know Steph is different, so you mind me.
Keep going.
Cade Cunningham, Darius Garland, Kyrie Irving, Tyler Hero, Tyrese Maxey, Ja Morant. And then we start getting to some names, or maybe you can, LaMelo Ball, De'Aaron Fox, Trey Young, Jamal Murray, you know, even Peyton Pritchard off the bench. You're probably taking over Pods. These are just names I'm throwing out there. So Kobe White, right? It's a really stacked position. 100%. It's not disrespectful to say someone's a backup point guard. Brandon Podziemski is a backup point guard on most teams right now. He is.
Yeah, but on this team, the way he's been utilized this year, he's second, third most minutes.
Nope. Now he's a starter on this team. He is.
Starter and heavy minutes.
Yes.
Heavy minutes.
And he needs to have heavy minutes because he is one of the few young players he needs to play a lot.
Look, navigating the regular season, it makes total sense.
Yes.
It makes total sense. But we all, we know this. The playoffs are different than the regular season. Yes. And I think that's where I feel like the leeways that have been granted him have been more regular season thought process, meaning we've got games to burn, whereas when it comes to other guys on the bench, it's the every possession matters, it's the playoffs, so I'm not going to go to you thought process.
You think we're a little jaded, as a fan base, if I'm a Warriors fan, a little jaded, just the regular season and how it translates to the playoffs, because they were just so amazing since the Jimmy Butler trade and that starting five, right? Draymond, Steph, Jimmy, Moses, Pods, they were damn near unbeatable at one point. And then now all of a sudden in the playoffs, not all of a sudden, but everyone's kind of shocked, oh my God, Moody's falling off. Oh, Pods now. Oh,
yeah, but I would say
Maybe we should have seen this coming is what I'm saying.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, but that is also how the playoffs works, right?
Correct.
Where, for example, Josh Giddey a couple years ago, what a great year. They get into a playoff series.
Last year, right?
He can't play.
Yeah.
He literally can't play in this series. That's kind of how the playoffs, shakes itself up. Look, all these guys are young. So Podziemski's in year two. I don't know what he'll be in year three, four, five, six, seven, right? I just know that right now, he's a useful player that's getting the second most minutes on the team, and I just think it should be closer to 20 minutes as opposed to 35, right? But that's the nuance, and I think that's where I get a little frustrated, whereas I'm seeing, other guys on this team, Gary Payton Jr., I think actually falls more into the Pods bucket.
Right.
Gary Payton II gets way too much leeway when things aren't going well for him, and he's allowed to play, and I get it, he's a trusted guy. And he's
won a title. Yeah.
Right? But, he has not been defending right now. No. Now, do they have a lot of options outside of those guys? No. So I will defend Steve Kerr in the sense of, it's not like he's picking from the USA team where it's I'm benching Jason Tatum because I've got Kevin Durant. So I understand that. I think that the reasoning behind some of the playing time to me doesn't make sense. And I watch you do this to Jordan Poole to where you zap the guy's confidence completely. And there's a lot that went into that. And I'm seeing you go in a totally different direction for a player who's, as reckless at times as Jordan Poole. And everyone's like, well, he hustles. I expect you to hustle when I view you as a backup point guard. That's the TJ McConnell mold. That's right. The Peyton Pritchard mold.
Right.
But this guy's been viewed as a starter. And when I view you as a starter and I'm playing you 30 to 35 minutes a night, you have to be bringing things to the table.
Mike P is an Oak. Oh, he gone. Steve Kerr, his comments that you were alluding to earlier. So we played one cut. We'll play another one here on Brandon Podziemski's confidence in his shot right now and whether it's waning.
Well, the confidence in the shot is, right now is not there. But let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player. And every game, you look at the plus minus at the end of the game, and he's at or near the top for our team. So he does so many other things besides shoot that are crucial for us. He's still going to be out there. That's why I'm still playing him as much as I am, despite his shooting struggles. He's a crucial player for us. These are great experiences for him, to go through and to learn from. And I'm confident in his ability to to, you know, get past this shooting funk and have a big game tomorrow, because he's got a lot of confidence.
So Steve Kerr speaking to the impact that Pods makes, even when he's not shooting the ball well, and he has struggled mightily in these playoffs, but Steve Kerr is still sticking with this guy because he says he does so much more than just shoot. Now, let's hear him talk about Jonathan Kuminga. And this is Kerr asked if Kuminga is able to impact games the most when offense is geared around him.
Yeah, for sure. He's best when he has the ball in his hands, for sure.
That was it.
You want to talk about, like, the tone, the amount of, like, waxing on poetically about one guy versus the other?
I don't know. Maybe he just didn't want to speak that much about it. JK's been shooting the ball well.
Okay, how about this? At what point in the last couple of years, for any other young player, has been like, man, this is just great experience for that guy, when it's like life on the line playoff time?
I mean,
that line for me was a big eye roll. Just look, I love the coach, dude. We don't win anything without him. But like, it's just the Pajemski obsession is insane. It really is. Like, it really is insane. He's a solid player. Coach, he's a backup point guard.
I mean, he's struggling in his first ever playoff series. Like, so I'm kind of feeling Kerr on this right now. He's not going to go out there and, like, crush the kid. Is that what you want him to do right now?
No.
Say he stinks. No. He's cooked. Like, I know.
How about this?
Real quick. Who's getting his minutes right now? Who do you want? You want to give him the Moses Moody? Who looks lost?
It can't be worse.
No, it can be.
No.
He's looked awful. Moses has looked awful, too.
And how has Pods looked?
He's not looked great, but listen, he clearly impacts. He feels the head coach, who knows a hell of a lot more than basketball than you or I,
who has
feels like he impacts the game better than Moses does right now.
So
that's why he's getting more minutes.
Right now.
That's what he's telling us.
I don't care about, okay, if he's going to say plus minus as an excuse, well, Gary Payton has a minus 46 this year in the playoffs. Okay, why is he playing? So this just goes back to the inconsistent thought process, which it feels like there's the haves and there's the haves.
It just speaks to the depth of the team is just not good. Let's just call it what it is. The Warriors' depth, like, we thought this team might have been deep with some of the young guys if they stepped up. The guys aren't stepping up, and they're not as good as we thought. And that's okay. This team is not as good as we thought. Regular season's regular season. Playoffs is playoffs. And this is not a playoff roster, especially without your best player in Stephen Curry. Can't that be true? Can't we just, like, why can't we just expect that?
I think both of those things can be true at the same time, which is, like, you know, yeah, without Steph Curry, you're such a lesser team. Without Steph Curry, GP2 doesn't fit a lot of lineups.
No.
Right? Like, that I'll admit. But with Steph Curry, he absolutely does. That I acknowledge, right? I will definitely acknowledge that. I think the Pajemski thing is just bizarre. The guy dribbles into trouble left and right. I mean, you watch that. Just watch the Warriors, and I want you to chart how many times he dribbles into trouble with less than 5 seconds on the shot clock, pivots, throws a grenade to someone, and that's either a shot clock violation or we settle for a horrific shot. Now, that might not show up as a turnover in the stat sheet, but that's essentially a play clock.
You also have to have willing shooters and, like, good shooters around you. So, like, albeit some of that and a lot of that, as you're alluding to, is on Pods himself, but also it's just the team's just not good around him. Like, that's part of it, too. You don't have Steph out there, it changes everything. Draymond's not a shooter. He hasn't been a willing three-point shooter. He had 6 attempts last game. Great. But he hasn't been very good. Trace Jackson Davis isn't going to shoot the ball. Jimmy was sick last game. He couldn't shoot. Like, he didn't want to shoot the ball. He was feeling bad. And Buddy Hield, yeah, he's been chucking it left and right, and he didn't have a good shooting game. So outside of that, who else? You want Kevon Looney? He can't shoot the ball. You have to have options around him. Like, if his shot's not going, Pods, God love the guy, his shot's not going down, so he feels like, okay, now I have to shoot. And he's 3 of 14, and he's struggled, and it's going to look bad. So, yes, I hear you on that, and he's a young player, and he needs to learn from this. It's going to be a learning experience, and it sucks. They have to go through these growing pains at the Warriors fans' expense, and that's how they feel. But it is what it is, and Steve Kerr's not going to shy away from that. Like, do you want, you know, 25 minutes for Pods, and then 7 or 8 minutes of Pat Spencer? Is that going to make you feel better tonight?
I mean, all I want right now is, if you're not playing well, go sit down. Like, I don't think that this isn't some sweeping indictment you can never play again. It's, hey, you don't have it going right now. Like, you can go on the bench. Let me just find somebody else. I think we overrate dribbling on this team. For some reason, to dribble is some elite skill. Draymond can play point guard. Jimmy's a de facto point guard. We act like anyone... Only a certain person can bring the ball up the floor. Like, no, I disagree. The other part is when you're playing the motion offense with Steph Curry and Steph's out there, look, I get wanting to have Pajemski. He's going to push tempo. He's going to dribble into places. He's going to kick it, move it around. The ethos of the team has dramatically changed. Now you're more of an ISO team. I don't know if Pods fits being an ISO team because he's the kind of a dribbler into no man's land, and you're throwing it to a bunch of guys on a one-on-one. You're not skip passing it to the wide open guy because of the rotations that Steph Curry creates on a defense. So I'm telling you, I think we've overrated dribbling. It's baffling to me.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. We got Anthony Slater coming up at 7:30. So here about less than 25 minutes, Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider. He's going to be out in Minnesota tonight to take on Game 5 between the T-Wolves and Warriors. And it is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today, Joe.
I really do believe, like, and I look, I'm not, we spent an hour talking about Pajemski, so I can understand, like, come on, guys, what are you doing? I understand people thinking that this morning. The reality is that without Steph Curry, the two guys that are so redundant offensively that have not been guarded as tightly and have really stymied their half-court offense is Draymond with Pods. See, Draymond is a bulk of the issue here because of the players that you have around him and his inability to take the floater, his inability to be a threat from beyond the arc makes the entire defensive equation for every team that they're facing different. They're going to sag off him, which allows any other dribble drive penetrator to be doubled because that guy who's guarding Draymond can have 2 feet in the paint and can sag over and stop ball at any given time. So without Steph Curry, Pods and Draymond together in a half court with any other three guys, pick the combination of the Warriors roster, it's redundant. And it has forced them into really tough half court offensive possessions.
And that's where I'm at with this. Like, we can get upset about the young guys and their lack of production and this is their first ever playoffs for some of them, like legit playoff minutes. Like, I know Moody's been in the playoffs. Like, this is his first, like, legit, like, getting heavy minutes at times, and he's been iced out. Jonathan Kuminga, same thing. But he healed to an extent a little bit here, too. But I go to the veterans. Like, yeah, Pods is there, you know, Trace Jackson Davis. But, hey, Draymond and Jimmy Butler, Hall of Famers.
I know.
Guys have won gold medals. Like, I don't know if Jimmy Butler has, but Draymond's one, like you've been in finals.
I think Jimmy Butler was on the 2016.
He might have been in Rio. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
he
2016. Might have been Rio. I could be wrong because I remember him and Clay guarding each other playing flag football.
Right. So, like, these guys have been in big situations. They've won big games. They know what it takes. And for them to have performances like they did the other night, it's not good enough. So to hell with Brandon Pajemski, as far as I'm concerned tonight, I need Jimmy Butler to show up. I need Draymond Green to show up. And if neither one of them do, if one of them is just off tonight, they're losing this game. Both of those guys have to show up tonight for the Warriors to have a chance tonight and then the rest of the series after that. But tonight is all that matters. Game 5, Minnesota. And is Jimmy Butler, like, I know he's not healthy. No one's at 100% health. I know that. He's got the flu. He's got food poisoning. What is this guy going through right now? He's already got the butt bruise.
Pause has got sick. We know that Moody is
Gary Payton.
Sick.
Kuminga missed a game. Sick.
Kuminga, what is going on?
I don't know.
What is going on?
Flu season was in December.
I know my house has gotten hit with the bug, and Michelle was stuck in the bed for multiple days. The little guys had green boogers for like 4 days in a row. So I get it. And you know me, the sore throat has been, it's not because of, you know, I'm sick or anything, guys.
It's just
a dry throat. Right?
Okay, all right, sure.
A lot of phlegm going on.
Sure.
I'm fighting through it. It's like Jordan flu game.
Thank you. Shout out Dave Fleming, if you will. He's going to be joining us at 9:20.
Joe, like, I think what has ended up happening, and then this is just my particular opinion, as much as I'm frustrated by the Pajemski, Kuminga, all that has actually masked one of the biggest problems in this series and in the playoffs, which is Draymond Green has not been close to as good as advertised and as we expected and as much as he's talked, okay? And I think that, you know, the Pods thing is an issue on this team. It's not the end-all, be-all. The Kuminga thing has been an issue. That's not the end-all, be-all. But both of those discussion points over here, that's like your child drawing on the wall when the kitchen's on fire. Huh. The kitchen on fire right now for this team is that Draymond has been really bad. He has had moments defensively, late in games, situationally. He's had a first quarter here, a first quarter there where he's knocked down a couple of shots. I would say game seven and game one. Outside of that, he's been like a D in the playoffs. And they were not going to go anywhere with Steph without a better version of Draymond Green. And so we could argue about Potts and we could argue about Kuminga, but I think that has masked one of the bigger issues, which is Draymond Green has not been good enough, and I think he would admit that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.